Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Sewer Resolution. I'm your host, Robert. And with me, I have...
Are you all finally starting to get it? Are you all finally starting to understand what's going on? God damn fucking people.
And...
As you can tell, we're not our usual sarcastic selves.
We're in a mood this time.
Pretty much.
Just gestures vaguely at everything.
This past week has been the longest 3 months of the year, and we still have, 622 years left to go before New Year's Eve?
This is going to be just a long-ass month. Or a couple months.
You just suffered a painful week, which felt like, I don't know, an eternity.
The American experiment is nothing but a pure failure, and we need to just scrap everything and start over.
Fueled by a fucking coward hiding in the basement.
Is this your king, people? Is that your king?
You know, we have a bunch of fuckers to complain about looting, even though things can be replaced, whereas lives cannot. And we see, well, as you saw everywhere, basically those who meant to protect and serve did the exact opposite.
Yeah, everything's going fine. Then the cops show up, and that's when the rioting starts. It's almost like they're not on the side of justice. Who'd have thought?
It's almost like they're the ones instigating the violence that's happening.
Yeah, just throwing a temper tantrum because everyone's calling them on their fuck-awful bullshit. Speaking of which, don't be surprised if you hear, like, an alarm go off, because, yeah, down here we've been getting curfew notifications the past couple days.
Oh, good.
It's incomplete. It's been a fucking year of a pandemic. People just act all sorts of fucking stupid. Then the continuing shit of, well, let's face it, this is what happened before. Well, a lot. And you know, we're tired of this shit. We're tired of seeing what happened to these people. We're tired of seeing a bunch of asshole cops just doing what the fuck they want. We're tired of seeing an asshole president who acts like he's king fucking Midas when he's well, it's just, well, fool's gold. But yeah, this, look, I could say I'm tired of this, but we've been tired of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't really have anything to say about how the last week's been going, because we all obviously know at this point, so screw the usual formal intro stuff. Let's just get this shit over with.
Yeah, we got a show to do as best we can, somehow.
Yeah. So, as always, we start our usual business here with the new song discussions of the past week. As always, there's a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, check out these tunes and whatnot. So, starting right at the top, we are revisiting the guys over at 2 Minutes to Late Night. By the way, worth noting, they uploaded a new cover today. That's not the one we're talking about here, but they do have links set up to all kinds of prominent verified memorial funds for George Floyd and the various protests taking place all across the country. So probably worth checking out that one. But the one we're talking about here is the one they uploaded last week, which is a cover of Rocket Queen off of Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction. So in addition to, you know, Gorsenio Hall providing some vocals and guitar work on the track, we also have Billy C. Robinson of Cloak on bass, Ryan Primack, formerly of Poison the Well, on guitar, drummer Chris Maggio of High on Fire, Wear Your Wounds, and various other acts on drums, with additional vocals provided by Alexis Krauss of Sleigh Bells fame. The original song is, you know, of course, a pretty grooving classic Guns N' Roses banger. I mean, it's off gut friggin' Appetite for Destruction, the only good Guns N' Roses album, so of course it's gonna be good. And this one does pretty well, definitely bringing a hell of a lot more groove and a lot of modern fuzziness to the guitar work that pretty much sounds right at home with the general musical aesthetic of 2 minutes, with, you know, some humorous bits here and there in the actual video, like Arsenio trying to sip really hot tea and he starts ad-libbing like Axl Rose, and of course, many shots of Alexis Krauss and her dog. You know, because dogs. But yeah, solid cover overall.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine cover, but I've never been a big fan of the original song to begin with. It's just very long and self-gratifying and just sort of meanders with that middle section, which I was, yeah, never a big fan of that song from Guns N' Roses. So, yeah, I liked the coffee bit. It was kind of funny, but yeah, that's all I got to say.
All right. So, moving on to the next track here, we have another Lucy here from JPEG Mafia. This one called Cutie Pie, all caps, exclamation point. And first off, anyone else think this beat kind of sounds like a more distorted version of Crazy by Gnarls Barkley? Or is that just something I noticed?
I think before, but yeah, I did all the same, like the same beat pattern of it.
Just about,
I
mean, yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see that.
And as for the song itself, it's pretty much, you know, Peggy spitting bars about how awesome he is and how much other rappers suck. And of course, he keeps his flows and wordplay pretty slick. Some choice cuts here and there, like, all these amateurs, they can't keep up with my stamina. Ebony, wrong category. You ain't built for what you backing up. Gots to find a new wave. These guys stay attacking us, feel like a titan. So I guess we know what he's binging in the middle of the quarantine. Let me look at your deal, 21 Savage to these Milli Vanilli-ass dudes don't even own what they rhyming. So, yeah, sick brags, sick burns all over the place. Peggy just, you know, keeps it straight fire.
Yeah, he's having another sick track, and I know his uncle says it's called How to Build a Relationship, which he titles HT Bar, or whatever. Like he says, but yeah, this is people, but yeah, another cool track, especially I like it across go. I can't take living alone. I'm Phyllis Hyman. Three eyes got 4 Grammys. I'm frightening. Sicko nigga, I'm people. Bryson flows be so so. You off key. I mean, like this 04 wrote this in Red Monkeys.
Yep, straight bars. And we're not done with Peggy just yet, because as we all know, every Friday there's the technical difficulties live streams being performed by the group Brockhampton, and usually we get like, you know, 2 or 3 tracks out of those. We got 2 to talk about here, with Peggy guesting on one of them. This first one here is a track called Chain On / Hold Me. The beat's got kind of like this melodic tweeting bleeping synth line going on. The majority of the song is Peggy spitting a lot of bars, with Kevin providing in some fill-in verses here and there, and of course, some of Peggy's bars here, again, you know, him being slick as well, like, slick with the ink, these melodies need Duolingo, switch the code, I'm speaking prophecies like that's so Raven, wonder how Peggy be caking, I be easy baking, my oven stay prepped and ready for the heat they taken. It's all talent, perfectly balanced, young Supreme Kai, so again, I guess we know he's watching Dragon Ball as well as Attack on Titan. Of course, there's these interviews sampling, I think, Wu-Tang Clan, KRS-One, and even excerpts of Gil Scott Heron and Brian Jackson, with, you know, other accentuations of the song being provided by Kevin Abstract and Joba as well. Then there's the other track, Fishbone, which is this pretty smooth, melancholic R&B joint. It's split half and half. You have Joba, Bareface, and Jabari providing these sung accompaniments that kind of fill in between the verses where Dom, Kevin, and Merlin pass bars back and forth, you know, about, like, violence and fears of their friends dying and, like, you know, street violent affairs and stuff. Yeah, pretty solid pair of songs, and, you know, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if Technical Difficulties manifest as a full album at some point, because they've certainly released enough material for that to happen by this point.
Yeah, they pretty much released, like, almost, like, an album's worth. I mean, how many tracks they released so far of this? Like, maybe, I don't know, I want to say 8 or 10. I mean, that's like an album there. Like, I don't have one there at least. I know that's what I think. But yeah. I will say I like the sample. What the sample they did on chain on homie with how they put like cream in there and all the instances in there, which already sound good. And Fishbone. I like that smooth shit that her on Fishbone. But yeah, it's pretty good. The tracks are good.
All right. Moving on to the next song here. So, of course, we still have to deal with this whole pandemic that, unfortunately, is probably going to get a hell of a lot worse now for reasons. So, of course, bands are still, you know, taking their time, you know, at home, recording stuff as best they can to put material out there. Case in point, we have a new song courtesy of the band Carnifex called Cursed, uploaded with what they call an isolation mix, which basically just amounts to, like, catchy branding for like a demo version of the song, obviously. And you know, it definitely feels like that relative quality. Like, hell, judging from the songwriting of it, you know, it sounds like typical Carnifex stuff with like really hard double kicks, a lot of deathcore, melodic death style guitar melodies and tremolos, with some touches of stuff like Skeleton Witch style kind of black metal in there. Segues into this pretty heavy grooving bridge for a bit before hitting on the blast beats. You can pretty much tell from like the song flows, like, you can almost picture in your head where the mixing has to be done, like, where the mix is going to, like, you know, put some nice accentuations, you know, punctuate the cymbal hits and all that. And then, of course, there's that weird part near the end with the, ooh, creepy synths and strings and all that. And, yeah, it's rough, but, you know, for a rough idea of a song, it's not bad, I suppose.
Well, it's heavy and melodic and has a strong pulse to it, and that's about it. Also, god damn, this is 6 minutes long. It does not need to be 6 minutes long at all.
Yeah, save that for, I don't know, other kinds of bands. Keep it punchy to like 4 minutes at most. Anyway, moving on to our next track here. So, recently, the television network National Geographic premiered a new dramatic television series called Barkskins. Literally, the episode premiered last week, and there's a new episode premiering tonight, I believe. I think it's scheduled on Mondays. So, the show itself is an adaptation of a 2016 novel by author Annie Proulx, telling a tale of deforestation in the New World at the hands of English and French colonists. Sounds like pretty prime territory for National Geographic to chime in. But you're probably wondering why we're talking about it here. Well, that's really simple, because the soundtrack for the series is being provided by none other than Colin Stetson. So the actual soundtrack for the series is getting a full proper release this Friday, and we have a preview of one of the tracks here called Awake You Sleepy Hearts, which is, you know, it sounds about what you'd expect for a soundtrack piece. It's got a lot of really dense musical layers to it, with these kind of creepy underlying like synths and strings and this droning vocal choir, sounds of nature like birds and, you know, leaves just kind of creeping in all across the mix. Colin's saxophone parts more or less being really pitched down to provide like the bass of the track, essentially. And there's some narration from actor David Thewlis, who's credited with one of the prominent roles on the show. And presumably the monologue in the soundtrack is taken from actual dialogue from the show itself. It's solid as a soundtrack piece. I mean, I can't say I'm going to watch the show myself, but for what it is, I can see it as being pretty effective in context.
Maybe in the show's context it's very haunting, very effective. I did like the frightening tone of it. Like, it does have something that about it would fit this sort of show, which, all right, I'm gonna waste this and is doing this, but yeah, it's not a good score piece we got here.
Yeah. Anyway. Since, you know, we've mentioned Colin Stetson and he's also appeared on the Adult Swim Singles program, let's actually talk about the most recent entry of the Adult Swim Singles program. No, not that one. That one's not coming out till July. If you're wondering what that one is, again, you'll find out then. Or maybe you already know. Anyway, so this one comes courtesy of a producer named Preservation, who actually recently dropped a new album this past Friday from which this track originates. An album that I wouldn't be surprised if Marcus heard already, because it features quite the you know, cavalcade of guest rappers that scans like the short list of his year-end best ofs.
Wow, you can say, actually, I have heard the album, because, here's one of his album, which I know is called, let's see, Eastern Medicine, Western Illness. And the track and track of those four singles is called I-78, which features raps by Mac Homie. Yeah, that's his name, Mac Homie. And I gotta say, he has this psychedelic type of beat to it, which is in the middle, which say, okay, I'm digging this. And I will say, the beat is good. Mac Homie, does rap well on here. And even though, like I said, listen to the album today, to be honest. I figure, how do this guy get? Oh yeah, that's right. He produces for Ka on his recent album, "Since a Cane," which of course he has just a few over there. But yeah, we got another fine track from this dude. Well, I want to say this may be interesting in checking out the album when I first heard it. And well, I checked that out now, and well, okay, if you listen to it, but yeah, you'll find out soon enough when we ever do the album round the thing. But yeah, it's a good track.
Yep. Anyway, time to move on to our next track here. So, a while back, I remember catching a review once from Mr. Anthony Fantano praising a release from a metal band called Imperial Triumphant. I checked out that release out of curiosity, because I'm always shopping around for new, interesting metal shit, and I was intrigued. Very, bizarre kind of avant-garde, extreme black metal, and, I thought that album was pretty good. You know, but then again, I'm weird like that, and I like stuff that's very abstract and unappealing to the mainstream. So, anyway, I bring that up because it looks like the lads in Imperial Triumphant are back at it again, having announced their newest album, Alphaville, coming out July 31st, and we have the lead-off single from the album, Rotted Futures. And best way I can categorize their sound is they definitely exist in the same realm of extreme metal as kind of like Gore Guts or Ulcerate, but like with a more unusual edge to it. Like, you could feel in the intro the way the guitars and church organ kind of build and swell in this really anxiety-inducing way. And then once the full band kicks in, it's just eking out a lot of really creepy melodies and off-kilter drum rhythms. Like, I guess the whole thing is kind of in a 7/4 time signature, but like, again, with all the weird accentuations from, like, the blast beats to the sticking patterns and all that, it's very disorienting. As well as, like, when the song gets into a lot of really heavy blast beaty parts where, like, the guitar work bends and breaks apart and just kind of, for lack of a better term, the melodies almost sound like they're melting away, like, in the mix. It's very, again, anxiety-inducing, like an insect swarm. And it's exactly the kind of metal stuff that I can be here for. Then again, I'm weird like that, so take that with a grain of salt.
Well, I have absolutely no idea what kind of strange amalgamation of music this was, but I liked it, so there's that.
Strange world we live in. Also, that fucking video, man, what the shit? Anyway, time to move on to our next track here, and speaking of Fantano, we got one of his homegirls on the next track that we're discussing. As we all know, he seems to be quite fond of a Spanish singer named Rosalia, and she has released a new track in the past week in collaboration with Mr. Travis Scott himself. The track here is called TKN, which, truth be told, I'm not sure if that abbreviates to something. I haven't, you know, figured out yet. I just know they say.
I want to say that first I thought it'd be taken, and then if I take it, that'll make sense. Okay, that doesn't make sense.
Hey, you never know. It might be a thing they're secretly into. Who knows? And so for the actual song itself, I mean, musically, yeah, it just kind of sounds like, you know, trap mashed up with reggaeton. So, you know, take it or leave it. But I will give credit to Rosalia. She does have a very good singing voice. I can see why he's into her. Travis, you know, he does his usual thing, flowing random bars about him being badass and, you know, fucking sex king. Just general brag.
In Spanish, I think.
Yeah, some parts of it are in Spanish. Of course, the rest are in English. And after all, it wouldn't be a Travis Scott song without him ad-libbing straight up. Because, you know, that's what Travis Scott does.
I could take a leave this song. Like this song is fine. Like this song is fine. Like it was, this song is fine. Like okay. I do like a voice. Like a voice. The beat sounds nice. And the video is well kind of okay. The video is okay too. Kind of wish I had that big ass donut they got me in there.
Yep. Time to move on to our next track here. We got a Lucy one here from Mr. Amine. Still no word of a new album or mixtape or anything like that on the horizon just yet. But he comes to us with a new track called Riri, which, as the name implies, is supposed to be a passing reference to, Rihanna. Which, you know, he makes reference to in the beginning of the song, as most of the lyrics are pretty much about, like, you know, just him dealing with this chick that, like, broke his heart or, you know, a relationship that went south and all that. And, you know, he sounds really, like, annoyed and aggravated by it. I think a Nissan was involved, or possibly three Nissans. There's a weird flow to some of the lyrics in there and the way, like, you know, certain references go here and there. But then, of course, there's just the lines that are just kind of dumb when you try to think about it. Like, that coochie is wet as Dasani. Because,
Okay, time out. Dasani water is disgusting because it's filled with all sorts of horrible elements and salt and chemicals and crap. So, ew.
Pretty much took the words right out of my mouth. Like, dude, you couldn't even go for Zephyr Hills? What the fuck? And then, of course, there's the other line that kind of has me scratching my head. Like, I need this. You was Kelly, I was Regis.
Oh, no.
I don't watch a lot of daytime TV, but, were those two fucking behind the scenes? Is that a thing that happened that I just missed?
No, at least I hope not. No, that would have been really weird.
Is she with the... I don't follow daytime TV either, but ain't she also that show with, what's the dude's name? Dude, the teeth gap, Michael Strahan, black.
Yeah, it was Michael Strahan then, and now it's Ryan Seacrest. Before all that, it was Regis Philbin, a.k.a. the millionaire guy.
Ah.
You know, before Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, this song is, okay, I want to say it's, I will say, apart from those lines, especially if this one says Fun Like a Don, Yoko Ono, So Strong, Stick Against Sucker Living For How Long, Peace Ain't Where I Belong. Okay. I guess this chick done broke your ass, didn't it? Like, okay.
Yeah, just, I don't know, man. I mean, it's still not really grabbing me here. But anyway, time to move on to our last track here. So as we all know, the most recent project from Lamb of God, their newest self-titled album, was originally meant to drop in May, but got delayed out because of the pandemic. Now it's set for a June 19th release date, so about a few weeks out. And we have the fourth and latest single from the album, Roots, which features guest vocals of none other than Testament's Chuck Billy. Which makes a lot of sense when you consider that this is way more of a thrasher than the previous couple of tracks were. Almost kind of feels like it's more early days Lamb of God in that sense, just with a more refined edge in production. Plenty of furious D-beats, sick tremolo riffs, loads of groove during that bridge, Randy bringing plenty of the savagery in his vocals, and of course Chuck Billy's presence adds that nice extra oomph that just makes everything feel very Titanic, as it were. Yep. Yeah. Pretty solid, you know, groove thrash metal jam. Couple weeks. Come on, let's get here already.
Yeah, and boy, is this a very timely track after the last 7 years of this week has been going on. It is very thrash, though, sounding more like Shocker, Testament. And yeah, pretty solid all around. Good stuff. I'm ready for that album as well, because... we could use some more aggressive albums this month, given I'm waving my hand at everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, that basically about covers the new song discussion. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a few news topics to discuss. So, yeah, stay tuned. And we're back. So, first up on the news. So, as we all know, literally everything's being canceled or delayed to 2021 because of the still ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. But we have news of something that's actually being announced for 2021, you know, instead of just being delayed to 2021. At least I'm pretty sure. So, Primavera Sound, which is scheduled to take place in 2021 in Barcelona, Spain. So, yeah, scheduled for then, June 2nd through the 6th at the Parc des Forums. They've announced their lineup. So, yeah, your big acts include acts like Pavement, The Strokes, Iggy Pop, Beck, The National, Tyler the Creator, Gorillaz, Tame Impala, FKA Twigs, Charlie XCX, and Jamie XX. As far as additional acts confirmed, you also have the likes of Bad Bunny, Bikini Kill, Bawas, The Jesus and Mary Chain, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Dinosaur Jr., Idols, Jawbox, Young Thug, Brockhampton, Caribou, Freddie Gibbs, and Madlib. You might end up hearing of them again from us soon enough. Wink. Earl Sweatshirt, Yola Tango, Reina Sawayama, DJ Shadow, Jenny Beth of Savages, King Cruel, Jameel Woods, 100 Gex, George Smith, Caroline Polachek, Big Freedia, Shellac, Fontaine's DC, Maria the Scientist, Faye Webster, Little Sims, Less Savvy Fave, Fatima Yamaha, Black Lips, Metronomy, Cuban Doll, Black Mini, and Jenny Aval, with plenty of more acts still to be announced. So, yeah, assuming that this whole thing doesn't just explode into flames, you know, because there's very much the chance that the plague could get significantly worse in the coming few weeks, then, yeah, you know, that's a thing you can go to over in Spain. Also, some other hacks here that are not mentioned in the, you know, the body of the article, but you can see from the poster are the likes of Autiker, Lightning Bolt, that's pretty interesting, Ohm, one of the many, many stoner metal side projects associated with Sleep, Tame Impala, Young Beef, that was Young Beef.
Young Beef.
Okay.
There's going to be Napalm Death. That's very interesting.
Okay.
DJ set from composer Michael Levy. He's previously been featured on the Adult Swim Singles program before, so that name sounds familiar. Yep. And honestly, a lot of the other names are just kind of like blanks to me, so, you know, it is what it is.
Okay, let's see. Rhapsody, you mentioned, you mentioned Reina Sawayama, right?
Yep.
Okay, and, hey, there's some Chromatics.
Oh, nice.
Right there, and, shit, I think it's made at least once to call out.
Oh, a lot of Necro's there, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, him, too. Yeah.
So, yeah, again, for those of you that, will be able to make it out to Barcelona, assuming that everything's quelled by then, which at this rate I highly doubt it will. You know what? Go on ahead. Anyway, time to move on to our next bit of news. A brief one, but real quick, I want to mention, I've been using Spotify for like about the past decade now. I listen to a lot of music through Spotify. In fact, my current library of liked songs currently sits at 8,795. Which is weird, because I thought I would have had more than that, but then again, there's a weird delineation between like when it was using the like system versus, you know, songs that are just starred. It's Spotify is weird like that. Like, it functions sometimes, but there's a lot of weird vestigial features in its you know, basic architecture and whatnot. But one thing that was always consistent is that the limit for a lot of things, from saved songs to playlists and you know, other things like that, has always been 10,000 songs. But recently, that limit has actually been lifted. Well, in some sense. As far as songs that you can saved to, like, your personal, you know, library of liked tracks. The limit of 10,000 is now gone. So if you somehow listen to way, way lots of tons of music, like Anthony Fantano levels of listening to music, then, yeah, you're all in the clear and you can fucking buff up your library as much as you want. Although this change doesn't apply to offline listening, if you're going to download songs for offline listening, then, yeah, you're still restricted to 10,000 songs. And it doesn't affect the fact that playlists have to be limited to 10,000 songs as well, which, geez, imagine a playlist of all things having, like, 10,000 songs. Like, at that point, aren't you just stretching to build a playlist? Like,
okay, damn,
keep your shit punchy and to the point.
Yeah, but keep it at least, like, I don't know, like, shit, well, less than 10,000. Songs and playlists, like, damn, just keep, like, I don't know, like 50 or 25 or something, shit, I don't know, like, dude, keep your limits on the playlist shit, though. Yeah,
meanwhile, here I am just watching this guy on YouTube mod his iPods to like 2 terabytes so he can fit his entire 36,000 song library on there, which is cool.
I really have to watch the things that you're watching about modding iPods for reasons.
Yeah, I've even done a mod myself, pretty easy. I just wish the batteries didn't drain after a week, because then I'd use it more in my car. Mm.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off, it seems. No perfect solution for music listening technology, it seems. Yeah. Anyway, moving on from that to our last news bit here. So, as you know, we've been talking quite a bit about Gorillaz on and off here. They've been, at it with the Song Machine series and whatnot. And, of course, we're still waiting on news of whatever that inevitable Gorillaz animated series is going to end up being. But until then, there's this to look forward to. So, they've announced a new book that they're going to be putting out. The Gorillaz Almanac, being published in partnership with Z2 Comics. Hey, it's the same publisher that's doing that bullshit Skillet comic.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, trade-offs here. So, according to the body of the article here, the hardcover book features, of course, original art from over the past 20 years of their history, courtesy of, the artist Jamie Hewlett, as well as a lot of exclusive artwork, comic strips, puzzles, games, and more. It's set for release on October 16th and will be available in limited deluxe edition and super deluxe editions that come with signed art prints by the band and Hewlett, respectively.
That's pretty cool, but I have one question. Is Ace going to be part of this? Because he is an honorary member of Gorillaz, after all.
Well, I mean, he better be. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the Almanac in some way tries to actually straighten out the entirety of the Gorillaz canon, because I'm pretty sure there's still stuff in there that's, like, just huge blank spots at this point.
Yeah.
That would be pretty dope, though. Maybe we could get some, liner notes and perspective from Craig McCracken for, reasons. But yeah, so there's that to look forward to if we're all still alive by October. So that basically about does it for the news discussion. So we're going to take care of one last thing here, and that is the new album releases for June 5th, 2020. Starting at the top, we have the much-anticipated new self-titled album from The Ghost Inside. The newest album from Sludge Metalers 16 with Dream Squasher. The newest album from Deathcore Act, Make Them Suffer, with How to Survive a Funeral. Of course, the much, much anticipated Run the Jewels RTJ4.
Yay.
Unfortunately, there's also going to be a new G-Eazy album, Everything's Strange Here. But hey, there's still that Colin Stetson Barkskin score to check out if we're curious about that. So, anyway, time to clean house and get out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
Right now, nowhere, because I'm just going to try to clear my mind, because I, on this particular Monday, have been feeling sick and on the verge of anxiety attacks, and I just can't fucking deal with it right now. So, next time y'all will know, if y'all don't know after I've said it how many times so far in the span of the show's history, yeah.
Pretty much. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Yeah, I would say my Twitter thing, but you know what? I'm trying to not get on there as much because, I want to be informed, but I just can't. And my site's there. You know what it is. Might not have it one. You know the site. I mean, that's all I gotta say.
I honestly can't bring myself to plug myself that much. Just, you know, pretty much where everything is, where this site is, where this podcast can be found, all that usual stuff, the site and everything. So thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week. And until then,